Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Long before smartphones, there were landline telephones and manual switchboards. During the 1950s, more than 220,000 switchboard operators worked for the Bell system alone. Most were women who were expected to be courteous, quick-thinking, and patient under pressure. Reporter Susan Sharon gathered some of the operators' stories at a reunion in Maine.
Until the 1970s, a switchboard operator's assistance was often needed for person-to-person collect calls or to report a crime.
Operator, can you get me the police? This is an emergency.
Operators were based at local switching stations called telephone exchanges, where they watched for calls that appeared as lights on a cord board.
Which was a board with little holes for different towns. And when the light came on, that's what we answered.
Shireen Desmond says she would then offer her standard greeting.
Shireen, how may I help you? We had to tell our name.
The caller would then provide a phone number. The operator would plug the caller into the corresponding circuit on the board. And voila, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, one time I plugged into Dixfield. And there was a young boy, and he said the house was on fire.
Lorraine Luce said she had just started as a switchboard operator, and she got so flustered she forgot her training for dealing with an emergency. Fortunately, she says a supervisor was quick to intervene.
There's a certain procedure you have to follow, which completely escaped me, and I hollered fire. And it wasn't long after that that I went into retraining.
Desmond and Luce were among a group of 30 former operators recently swapping stories over lunch at a restaurant in Auburn, Maine. Most of the women are in their 70s and 80s. Some started for the phone company known as Ma Bell right after high school in the 1960s. Back then, there was a strict dress code, no pants and no miniskirts, and everyone was expected to mind their P's and Q's, even when customers did not, like this man, whose call is preserved in the AT&T archives.
That ain't the number.
Well, sir, that's definitely the number.
What?
That is definitely the number.
That ain't the number that I asked you for.
One moment, I'll give you my service assistant.
What the hell is the matter?
I'll give you my service assistant. One moment, please.
Most customers, the women say, were generally not that rude. They seemed to appreciate having a friendly, helpful voice on the line.
It's a very private call now. You're not going to be listening, are you?
Well, I won't even be on the line, sir, while the number just in...
You're going to get off the line as soon as I get the party, right?
Right. There won't be no one on the line.
Okay.
Operators were never supposed to eavesdrop on private calls, but Gail Simpson says occasionally, when things were unusually quiet, they might listen in. She recalls a story that became legendary among her peers. It involved a man using a payphone to call a woman. The operator was supposed to alert him when his first 3 minutes were up.
He had called her and they were having a heated conversation. She was telling him that she was 3 months pregnant, but the operator who initiated their call heard her say that she was 3 months pregnant. And when she went to notify, instead of saying, "Your 3 minutes are up," she said, "Your 3 months are now up," and realized what she had done.
Though they were traditionally underpaid compared to men, Gail Simpson says being a telephone operator was a good option if you didn't have a college degree.
I had 5 children, and my insurances covered 99% of all their births and medical care. Life insurance, retirement, pensions, not many companies offer that these days.
Simpson worked for the phone company for 32 years. And while the lights have gone dark on her old cord board, she and others say they have fond memories of the pre-smartphone era, when calling someone was more complicated, but operators were always standing by to offer their personal touch.
I want to talk to my grandma.
Do you have her number?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, you hang up and have your mother help you.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Susan Sharon.